clear that up. Thank you, Raymond.
What are you going to do today, James? I've got the Dragons and the Blue Boys to hopefully cheer home.
I'm calling the Dragons and the Sharkies. I'm looking forward to that one for a rival.
Funny about that.
Raymond. Well,
enjoy your Sunday, everybody.
And enjoy your sport as well.
Sky Sports Radio boasts all the action on and off the track in harness and greyhound racing every weekday morning. Get the latest news.
The Group 1 Vic Peters and the Group 1 Peter Mossman Classic, which were scheduled for June this year, will now be held in July.
And hear from the newsmakers on their runners and drives, like Blake Fitzpatrick.
I think it's actually a draw that will suit him tonight, Amanda.
Weekday mornings from 10:30 on the pace and going greyhound on Sky Sports Radio. Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And a very good morning to you, Simon Harrison, with you at 1 minute past 10. Before 10:30, we'll preview two New South Wales meetings, Nowra with John Scorse and Musselbrook with Gary Harley. But Nowra, the Shoalhaven City Turf Club, had their feature meeting this afternoon with the Nowra Cup on. CEO from the club, Lynn Locke, joins me online now. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. How are you?
Yes, I'm not too bad. Have you been like the rest of the place this last week? No rain?
We've been very lucky, yeah. We had a shower this morning, but very quick one, and it went, and the track looked absolutely fantastic.
So your track's very much in the good range, I'd suggest?
Yes, it is. Yep.
And what's the forecast for this afternoon?
Well, the forecast is about 19 degrees and sunny, and the sun's out as we speak, and it's absolutely beautiful at the moment, so we're looking forward to a really good day of racing.
And with an early start, the first at 5 minutes to 12, you should get plenty of people, plenty of families rolling through the gates?
I would think so. We've got a great fashions on the field with over $13,000 worth of prizes. We've got the Bede Murray Memorial Trophy for the most successful trainer and the Nathan Berry Memorial for the most successful jockey on the day. So there's lots of good racing, lots of fashion, lots of fun and lots of silly.
Good stuff. Well, thanks very much for the update, Lynn, and good luck with the meeting today.
Thanks for your call. Bye.
So Lynn Locke there. So it's a good four and the rail is in the truant in just a moment. John Scorse will preview race by race.
Your family deserves to be safe and secure at home. That's where Wideline Windows and Doors can help. Their secure line screens offer security without compromising on design or your view. And their safe line window screens are designed to prevent falls, keeping your youngest family members safe and sound. For security, safety and peace of mind, call Wideline Windows and Doors. Or visit their website at www.wideline.com.au.
Now, I have an announcement just before John joins me to preview Nowra. Announcement from the team from the weekend BSB this morning regarding Big D. The funeral for Dennis Anderson will be Wednesday at the Hillsong Chapel at 1 p.m. That's Norwest Boulevard at 1 p.m. at the Hillsong Chapel on Wednesday. The funeral for Dennis Anderson, Big D.
Celebrating the best New South Wales racing, Sky Sports Radio.
Let's take a look at this meeting at the Shoalhaven City Turf Club. Nowra are on this afternoon. The track are good four and the rail is in the true. And John Scorse, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Good morning, everyone. One of my favourite days, the big day, the Nowra Cup. Good money on offer, good support program. I think we've got a couple of winners, Simon.
Well, now, John, let's take a look at it. Race number one is the Class 3 Showcase over the mile. Scratchings are one Showminder and nine Upper House. And odds on, two bricks is $1.85. Five Dr. Manhattan is $5. And your next best would be six Sacred Edge at $7.
Yeah, got to go with his bricks. 2.653, Simon. Got a good little record. His win at Wagga was very sound. His main danger's come out this morning, Showminder. So it looks a beautiful race for him. Around him, Sacred Edge could improve. Blinkers on today. Pulled out of the race last time at Newcastle. Be back to the trials. Claire Cunningham, Jason Collett. Five, the Doctor. Dr. Manhattan, he gets back the grey fellow. He'll finish off strongly if the speed's good enough. And a three best of the rest of the cartooners. 2.653, Simon.
2.653, race one. Race number two is the Bell of the South for fillies and mares. And the benchmark 66 over 1,200. John Scratchings are seven, Aaron Dissament, and nine, Afterthought. And with this market, five in Vinciano is $2.50, one Caliera Gem $3.40, For Dreaming for More, $4. The rest in double figures.
Yeah, 5, 4, 1, 6. Looks nice and progressive in Vinciano for Joe Pride. Good at Kembla. And, look, I think she'll get the right run from where she's drawn as well. 4, Dreaming for More, was good at Kembla when it won. And then, look, was off the track all the way in town in a pretty hot 70. It'll be up on the speed and run along all the way. Calera Gem's the key with this 4-kilo claim. This was terrific at Queanbeyan. It was off the track the whole way. The form around it all the way is really strong. It's well placed here. And 6 best of the rest. He pops on a home track. 5, 4, 1, 6, Simon.
5, 4, 1, 6 there. Race 2, the third event's a maiden over 1,400. Scratchings of 3, Izzy looking good. 9, Rosie Dawn and 14, Nama Rari. And you mark it on this one. John's got equal favourites. 6, the Blues Mobile and 7, Tim and Jack. They are both at 4.40. 11, Tococo is at $4.80. And 2, Go Rush Lightning is $6.
I'm exactly that way, and I made him the best bet of the day, the Blues Mobile. 6, 7, 11, and 2. Look, he was terrific at Wagga when he worked and he was placed, and then he ran second behind Birdie last time when he come back in distance. I think there's enough speed for him to get back, balance up, and he'll get the money today. He's my best bet of the day, the Blues Mobile. Tim and Jack's been terrific. He comes back from a mile to 1,400 metres. He's got a good gait. He can be handy or lead, whatever. He's adaptable that way. He's been racing really well. 11, Tococo, for Mark G. He's got a nice gait today. Was pretty good at Wagga last time. It's had a couple of weeks between runs, but we should get the right run there. And 2, Go Rush Lightning has been consistent, and he's an on-pace horse. He'll probably help the Blues Mobile there. 6 a good thing, 7.11.2, Simon.
So 6 a special from 7.11.2, race 3. Race 4, John, a class 2 over 1,200. Take out 1, Golden Hits, 3, Calera Gem, and 11, Jalen Jalen. With this market, 4, Dr. Zeus is $2.15. 6, he's a hot shot, $2.90. 8, Mad Fox, $6.50. 2, Conquest, $9.
Yeah, Battle of the Titans. This is the same yard. I went the other way. 4, 6, 5, 8. He's a real winner. This he's a hot shot, Simon. He was terrific at goal, but he'd get the right run. But I think he'll get the right run again today with the speed on. So I'll go with him to gun down his stable mate, the Doctor. Dr. Zeus, he's been terrific. He was impressive. Both his wins at Goulburn with a spell either side. And was a disgrace at Kembla last time and a pretty handy benchmark 64. So gate one, put himself right on the speed here. 5, Don't Doubt Arthur. She's been pretty handy a few times and a good record on the Nowra track, Simon. 8, Mad Fox, second up for the prize. Is best of the rest. 6, 4, 5, and 8, mate.
So 6, 4, 5, 8, the fourth. Race 5, a class 1 over 1,400. Take out 7, Verdi, 8, Von Warrior, 9, Champa, and 12, Breeder Beale. With the first leg of the quaddy, John, 6, Song of the Prayer is $2.50, 2, Rangau, $3.20, and 5, Better Take Cover is $4.40.
Yeah, not much separates these three. 6, 2, 5, 3. Got to go Song and a Prayer. She looked really good first up in that short race behind Rare Episode. Got back and she really let down well in the straight. Got to be suited getting out to the 1,400 metres to Simon and been placed second up. She'll be back, but very, very strong. 2, Rain Gow has been pretty handy. Likes the 1,400 metres. The form this preparation is down and it finds the right race and the right gate today. 5, Better Take Cover for the prices. Pretty handy last time, although only beat just over 2 lengths beyond Lady Cuvée. Solid form line that race, and it'll run well for a good gate, and a 3 best of the rest here in Delosia. 6, 2, 5, and 3, race 5, Simon.
6, 2, 5, and 3 there. Race 6 is a benchmark 58 showcase over 1,000. Scratchings are 1 Las Vegas, 7 Bay of Medina, 8 Royal Casino, and 13 Highton. And an odds-on favourite here, 5, Peace of My Heart, is $1.70. 3, Fly Forward, at $5.50. 2, Zerchois, $6.50. And the other one in single figures, John, is 10, Lady Demi, at $7. But Peace of My Heart, the solid $1.70 favourite.
Well, this went like a jet plane at Goulburn, Simon. A pretty mature 4-year-old mare. You can see these, they usually can progress right through the grades. I think this is the case here. 5, 3, 6, 2 for me. Couldn't possibly tip around it. Its fractions were terrific at Goulburn and one with a lot of authority. So I think you'll see more of the same today from her. Three will be pretty good chasing a fly forward. He's good press. He's on his home track. He's got gate one. He likes to speed on. So he's a logical danger here. Six Tapavino's likewise. She's pretty handy first up. And again, suited with all the speed on here. She'll finish off strongly so long as she doesn't give away too much start. So Schwab for Gary Fortelli with the claim gets out and runs. And it's best of the rest for me, but can't wait to see it go round again, please, in my heart. 5-3-6-2, Simon.
So 5-3-6-2 there. Race 7, the feature, the Country Motor Company Nowra Showcase Cup. It is over 1,600 metres, St. Jewett 3:46. Two scratchings, 11 Garros and 12 Irish Lucy have both come out. And with this market, John, we've got 10 Savvy Ken for Claire Cunningham, the $3.50 favourite. 3 Cuban Royale is $4.60. 2 Cape Wickham, $6. 6 Rapture Miss, $7.50. And next best is 4 Carluca at
$8. Yeah, Simon, look, I made a 3, 2, 6 and 4 here. I like Cuban Royale for the price. I thought the run at Rosehill really put the riding on the wall. And another couple of strides that would have got them. And it's got gate 1. I know it's a shade of a query at the trip, but for gate 1, if it gets all the favours, might bring up win number 7 or 8 or whatever it is for the prices in the Nowra Cup. Pretty hard to beat. 2 Cape Wickham, well, he's a real winner, isn't he? His records suggest that. He likes the mile. He's got Tommy Berry on board. He's going to run well for sure. 6 goes in here. Rapture Miss, I thought, was pretty handy at Kembla Grange last time. Got in a little bit of trouble the first few furlongs, but she's third up from a spell. She's going to run well. And Carl Lucas been super consistent as well. Never without a chance. I haven't got it in, Scubby Ken, just underlines what type of depth there is to this cup. But 3-2-6-4 for me, Simon.
3-2-6-4 in the feature race. And that will bring us to the last. Race 8 is a maiden over 1,100 metres. Scratchings are 8, Fight for Love. 10, Clearly Regal. 11, Costanzia. 14, Wrathfully Miss. 15, Win and Grin. And 17, Gina Reinhoff. And the... The fixed odds market's got 1 Snips for David Pfeiffer, the $2.20 favourite. 3-11-11 is at $4.20. 6 Joy and Mirth, 9 She Gives a Damn are both at $7. And the best of those in double figures, John, is 2 Dirty Little Secret, which is 10.
Yeah, look, not much between them. The market says there is. I thought they were pretty even, these two. 3-1-6-9, but it looks a race in 2, Simon. I'm going to go 11-11 for Greg Hickman. The form around, particularly that BJ McLaughlin last back in December, that was a 1,200. And it was right there to the last little bit. I like it at the 1,100 first up. It's better for one run and got a bit of, had a bit of stun on its back. So I'll go with it, but definitely Snips. All the runs from this have been really good last preparation. And the trials have been good to boot. It's had the gelding operation. It'll be right there. They're the main two. They'll fight it out here. 6 Joy and Mirth, it'll appreciate a firmer track. I don't think it handled the soft last time at Canberra, but the run here on debut was very good on top of the ground. It's got to be into the exotic, and at 9 I thought was probably best for the rest here, and She Gives a Damn. I made it 3-1-6-9, the lucky last, Simon.
So 3-1-6-9 there in the last, and so the best was the Bluesmobile, John.
The Bluesmobile race 3, Simon. I think it's his day today. He'll be back and strong at the end. So we'll get the money in race 3, number 6, the Bluesmobile.
And you'll be in the yard with China all day?
I'll be there. China will have the value, and hopefully we're going to have a great day between us.
Thanks very much for your help, John, and have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Simon.
Look, there's no easy way to do this, but I can't work here anymore. You know I love it here. In fact, you're the reason I've stayed here so long. It's just the time has come. I have got to get home for dinner.
Hate saying goodbye to your radio? Download Radio App on your phone and take your favourite station anywhere. Radio App, free from the App Store and Google Play.
Sky Sports Radio, with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
Racing this afternoon at Muswellbrook on a good 4. The rail is out 5.5 between the 1,000 and the 300. And then the cutaway applies, and Gary Harley's with me now. Gary, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you, Simon. Looks like another lovely day in the Hunter. It's that long since we've had any rain.
But the days have been like spring, you know, 24, 25 degrees yesterday, and predicted, I think, up around the 25 again today. We're on a good four. The Muswellbrook track's been playing enormous without any, you know, plenty of irrigation, but no rain. So we should get through a nice program today.
Yeah, it's been the same weather pattern in the city. Let's take a look at the first, Gaz. This one's a three-year-old maiden over 1,000. Scratching 01, Cascade County, 3 Steady Star, 6 Gina's Pride and 12 Stella Veloce. And with the tab fixed on, it's number 9, Margie B is $1.60 for Kristen Buchanan. Your next best are 8, Mapilli, and 11, Suri, who are both at $5.50.
Well, to be honest with you, Simon, $1.60 is probably a good price. Looks an out-and-out certainty, this horse. Kristen, I think, Kristen's last 5 starters, 4 of them have been winners. And this filly took on Metropolitan Company at Scone at the Carnival recently in a maiden. And she was beaten 2 lengths by King's Champ, a very smart horse of Gerald Ryan's. She was outside the leader. She hit the front around about the 200. And the other horse went past her, but she did beat the others pretty easy. Brand Buckley rides again today, and she should be too good for these. But $1.60 probably isn't a bad price. Number 11, Suri for Alan Denham. Thought it was second best. It ran fourth at Grafton. Last start, second up from a spell, got beat about 3.5 lengths, got back, over raced a bit, made good ground late. Number 8, third pick, Mapilli for Johnny Ramsey, the Scone trainer. Mapilli will be ridden by Digger McClellan, who rode a winner yesterday at Gosford. Failed at Bathurst on Anzac Day, but prior to that, placed at Wellington, run second there and just beaten. It's probably got a place chance in the race, and Lady Cheetah's the other one. 9, 11, 8 and 7, not a lot of depth, and the other one looks a good team, the favourite.
OK, so 9, 11, 8, 7 there in race 1. Over to the second, Gaz. This one's a fillies and mares maiden over 1,280. Scratchings are 2, No Deal, 5, Angiolini and 10, Enchanted Glory. And the market's got 4 sailing along, 260, 1 Encumbrance, 270, and 7 Game of Thorns, 420.
Mate, on its old form, this filly's sailing along and have no trouble beating these. If you go back to Wyong about 10 months ago, there'll be 2.5 lengths to Gentle Persuasion. I'm So Sweet run second. That'd win this race. Recent form, just average, but meets a mediocre field here. Run 7th of 11 at Nowra, first up, beat 3.5, and then it went to Kembla. Last start, finished midfield. Got held up in the early part of the straight, got clear at the 300, and just went okay, but probably weren't good enough to beat this lot. Although there's a very good tip this morning for Encumbrance, trained by Bjorn Baker, Greg Ryan rides, filly by Unencumbered, which was one of Bjorn's first top class gallopers, won a Magic Million, of course, with the late Nathan Berry on board. This horse was at Queen Bianne on debut on 12th of May. Got beat a length and a half. Had its chance. Tried hard in the straight. Was heavily backed. Started $2.05 that day. So I expect it'll run well here in this company. Number 7, Game of Thorns. Trialled average for Chris Lees. And as you know, we broke the news yesterday when his horse won at Gosford. That was his 200th winner for the season. An amazing achievement. And the first non-metropolitan trainer ever to do it in New South Wales. And probably there's only been 3 or 4 in New South Wales, Simon, that have trained 200 winners overall. You know, the Chris Wallace and the, well, David Hayes is interstate. Him and Darren Weir are interstate trained over 200. But you go past Chris Waller. Has anyone else trained 200 winners in New South Wales? James Cummings has gone close. I don't know whether he's actually got the 200. Great achievement. I don't know whether this one will win, but I think it's a place hope Game of Thorns. And number 9, best of the others, Daisy Pluck, ran out of her skin the other day when placed at Scone. 4, 1, 7, and 9.
So 4, 1, 7, 9 there in race 2. Over to race 3, which is a Colts, Geldings and Entires maiden. 1,280 the distance, and there are no scratchings here, Gary. Now at the tab fixed, we've got 1 Monterey Lad, the $2.30 favourite, over 10 grand Achiever, $6.50. 11 Have a Go Joe, $7. 4 Sway Seer, and 8 Dodecanese, both 750.
I'm going to have a throw at Stubbs here with Swazier. He says, the Swazier gelding trained on the track by Steve Gleeson. Trial really good at Musselbrook in an open trial on April 22, got better length by just a bullet. Now, it came to Musselbrook. There was a bit of money for it, $15 in the weight on the boom, May 3. Missed a kick badly. Got a mile back, was as green as grass. Got beat a long way. But Greg Ryan has stuck with it, and it's got barrier one today. And Steve would have done a bit of work on it. He's a former jockey, Steve Gleeson, since that run. And I'm expecting a big improvement at the $7 each way. I'm definitely going to have something on Sway's here. Number one, Monterey Lad, the favourite with Grant Allard. Hasn't raced since February. No trial. Outside the leader last start at Kembla, when it got beat 2.5 to Sir Harry. And I can see why it's favourite on that run alone. Number eight, Dodecanese. He won a buck the other day. Where was that at? Warwick Farm. Missed the kick on 15th of May. Tried to buck soon after the start. And got beat about 10 lengths. But he's better than that. He wasn't beaten far in Dubbo prior to that. It'll run a race, and number 10, Grand Achiever, 4, 1, 8, and 10.
So 4, 1, 8, and 10 there. That's in the third. The fourth event, a benchmark 66 over 2,300 metres. The scratching is 5, Everly Girl. 1, Chuck and Paul is 2.70. 4, Cass and Black, $4. 2, Mount Buller, 4.60. 3, Exploitations at $5.
I was just looking at the name of the race. It's the Stayers Cup, the tab.com.au Hunter River Stayers Cup, a benchmark 66 over 2,300. I think Cass and Black's got a great out there. Run third at Newcastle, behind Miss Moana and 2, Williger last start. Got me 2.5 lengths. Now, the winner goes very good, and 2, Williger bolted in by 6 lengths yesterday at Gosford in a 2,600-metre race. Anthony Cummings has got it. Prior to that, it run 2 seconds at Newcastle and at Canberra. I think it's got a great out there. Number 4, Cass and Black, Tyron Philippe Vigoro, Chris O'Brien to right. 2, Mount Buller, it's got a chance. Hasn't run since the 28th of April when it won the Mornington Prelude over 2100 at Tamworth. Goes okay for this race. Chuck and Paul failed in City Company at Scone. In fact, it got beat about 8 lengths. It'll go a lot better today, but it's got to run the 2300 here, and it is pretty short. And number 3, Exploitations, 4, 2, 1, and 3. Now, the reason I hesitated, so I make the dogs playing up here in the room, and she took my attention.
Fair enough. Anyway, that's race 4 there. Let's take a look at race 5, which is a benchmark 58 over to 1,280. Scratchings are 5, East Esplanade, 9, Little Miss Nick. With the market here, Gary, 3, Trophies Galore is $2. 1, Weather Channel, $3.90. 6, Smooge, and 8, Artifiori are both at 7.
I think it's the best bet of the day, Trophies Galore. He's into $2. He was $2.80. Well, we did the tips, but a $4 chance has come out, Little Miss Nick. So he's into $2 now. He's trained on the track by Andrew Robinson. Andrew's going flying this preparation. He bolted in at Musselbrook last start. Carries the same weight today. He goes up a little bit in class, but carries the same weight, but it bolted in the other day. Got a lovely barrier. We'll start from the inside barrier with the other one scratched, Little Miss Nick. Gibbo rides it. He's in great form. He's at about 5 or 6 days off with a short suspension he had. That's why he never rode yesterday at Gosford. But he's back today, and he'll be back with a vengeance. He'll get the run of the race. I think it's a good thing. Weather Channel went really good last start at Scone at the carnival a week ago on the Friday. Got beat about 4 lengths by High Stone in a much, much high shine, but in a much, much better race than that. It was a city class race. So it's got a big weight, no claim, but I expect it'll run okay. Number 8, Artifiori, Hortensia's daughter. First up today, she'll get back and run on. Trial was okay. And number 6, Smooge, 3186.
3186 there, race 5 across to race 6, Gaz, a benchmark 58 over the 1500. 2, Equilibrium, 3, Pertain are the 2 scratchings. 4 Bellum is $2.40. 8 Corowie, $2.70. 7 Dyes Diamond is $7.50. And 5 Bugalugs, $8.50.
I think it'll be hard to beat Bellum. Imported horse with Chris Lees. Highly impressive winning at Taree first run in New South Wales on the 30th of April. He's a former Great Britain horse. He come from over there, but he did not race there. His only start was at Stawell when, I don't know whether Darren Weir had him, I'm not sure. He ran second there back in October, Dean Yendall rode him. And then he came to Chris Lees and he had three trials to Chris, March, April, before he put him down at Taree. He was three wide off the speed. He just kept coming. He was highly impressive winning up there, and he'll take a lot of beating. However, number 7, Dyes Diamond, runs the best races here. She should have finished closer the other day at Wyong. She does get back. She was back last, badly held up in the early straight, did a check at the 200. Only got clear late and got beat about three lengths by Singing Sand in a much better race than this. She'll run well, RT to ride. Number 8, Coral Y for Bjorn Baker. It was only just beaten at Musselbrook. Well, actually, it ran second. It got beat 1.8. Trophies Galore run away from it at the finish. But it's got a chance of running into a hole. And number 5, Bugalugs, won well last start. 4.785.
4.785 there and over to race 7. The last is a class 1 over 1,000. Scratch 1, Apache Dude, 8 Titan, and 16, Alaru. And with this market, Gary, 4 Glamorama is $3.10, 3 Dizzy Miss Lizzie, $4.60, 2 Mr. Wong, $5, and 12 Slimline, $7.50.
Simon, I want to have a good look at Mr. Wong in the mounting yard. If he looks okay, I'll certainly be sticking with him. At this stage, I've got him on top. He is a highly promising 3-year-old by Mossman, bred and raced by Gerry Harvey, and Stephen Jones has got him up there at Stone. I saw him last prep. He only had the 3 runs. He bolted in at Muscle. Well, when I say bolted in, the win was super at Musselbrook back on September 9. He didn't win by that far, but the further they went, the further he was going to win by. And then he came to Scone and he ran into Frankly Awesome, a very smart city class filly trained by Chris Lees, and she beat him a length and a quarter that day. He got back, as he normally does, and he made good ground to run second. Now, Jonesy's given him 2 trials, took him to Tamworth and trialled him, and then he trialled him at Musselbrook the other day. Aaron Bullock trialled him, and Little L beat him half a length. He was last out of the barrier, which he can do that. He got a rails run at the 400, and he gave him a crack with a whip to keep his mind on the job, and he won the trial okay. Now, Aaron Bullock's in his comeback today, hasn't ridden for 6 months at least, and this has got 59.5, so Aaron's probably got a little bit of pudding on him at the moment, and it's a good chance, even though he's drawn wide, to get a winner with his first ride back. Number 4, Glamorama's got a great oath for Greg Ryan and Bjorn Baker. It won at Orange, second at Bathurst, then got beat 3 lengths at the Carnival at Scone in a high-class race. Big chance. Number 3, Dizzy Miss Lizzie for Matthew Smith and Gibbo, barrier 1, going to get a lovely run. And number 12, Slimline, 2, 4, 3, and 12.
So 2, 4, 3, 12 in the last. And what did you make the best for Musselbrook, Gary?
Trophies galore, mate. Race 5, number 3, best bet of the day.
Good on you, Gaz. Have a great day.
Thanks, Simon. Hope we can find a few winners for the punters.
Hi, it's Andrew Bensley. Make sure you join us Monday morning for the best analysis of all the highlight weekend racing. From Randwick, Eagle Farm and Flemington, there's Duffersey, Leicester, Munsey and Josh Fleming from Queensland. Punters Postmortem, Monday morning from 9, Sky Sports Radio.
With Australian racing and breeding tables being dominated by sires who have delivered type and speed over and above their service fee price tags, Saboob offers breeders an opportunity to invest on the back of 2 big mare books of 152 and 178 in his first 2 seasons. Backed not only by Kitchwin Hills, but a who's who of Australian racing and breeding, Saboob is all set to explode into the racing scene. If type matters, if 2-year-old speed matters, then Saboob is poised. This is just the beginning. Visit KitchwinHills.com.
mum, we have a very precious gift card right now at Bingley.
Define precious.
I thought of it and I'm precious.
Yes, Lano, you are.
Spend $650 or more on a washer or dryer at Bingley and you'll receive a bonus